Hello, everybody, and welcome to Do These Books Talk? I'm Michelle Green. I am a media specialist at a charter school in North Carolina. Been here about 4 years and really enjoy what I'm doing. I have been a teacher and a librarian on and off since 1996. And I'm starting this podcast to help people understand exactly what a media center does and how it supports and influences and educates our students. I work with K-12, so we have two different areas and numerous books that we use to support the standards. Generally, when you think of a library, you think of a person sitting there and saying, shh, quiet. We are definitely not one of those media centers. In fact, some students always say that there's all kinds of stuff going on all the time, that it's hard sometimes to study in our media center. That is both good and bad, but we definitely are a fluid and moving media center. We work with students and teachers, and we work to facilitate access to information in a wide variety of formats. We try to help the students and teachers evaluate and work with information technology as well, and introduce them to literature, resources, broadening their views of what a book is, what a genre is, and even what can be achieved within a media center. I work with middle and high school as a collaborator, work with them to develop, process, and implement lessons that enhance their already great lessons that they have. And we have some great teachers here. I have an assistant who works with our K-4 and teaches children just the love for reading, the love to be able to open that book and find themselves within a book. One of my many things that I had did when I started at this position a couple years ago was to definitely try to make sure that every child is seen within our media center, that as they pick out a book, it can be an influence of or influence them to read further, because they might see themselves within that book. We have about 20,000 books right now. And again, we run K-12. So we are looking always to broaden and encourage students to read, bring me new ideas that they would like to see within our own media center. I am very excited that I am on Twitter, and I have asked and authors have responded, super excited to, in some of my podcasts, we will actually be talking to authors and kind of getting their understanding why they write what they write, how they write, and what they hope to achieve for students. Those will be soon to come. But for now, we are going to start with just a couple books that I have actually read that I thought were quite interesting. The first one is called Dread Nation. I don't know if you guys have actually ever read that one or even heard of that one. It is by Justina Ireland. One of my high school teachers told me to read this one, and it was really, really, really good. It is interesting. It is set in the 1800s, but it's more a science fiction. And of course, it does deal with some zombies, but it's interesting the way that it was. I want to talk to you about a few books that I have actually read recently, and on three different levels. One will be on high school, one will be in middle, and one will be in my K-4 group. The first one I read was called Dread Nation, and it's by Justina Ireland. It is a historical science fiction, is the best way I can describe it. It is an interesting book about how 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds actually studied to be attendants to protect people in different areas of the country. But what's interesting is it is right after the Civil War. So I'm not going to go into any more on that one, but I will tell you that they do have to learn how to put down the dead. Another one that I have read recently and is an author that I do get to speak with is Words on Fire. And it was her new one that just came out by Jennifer A. Nielsen. And I enjoyed this one because it really gave me an insight to something that happened in Lithuania in World War II that I really did not know that actually that was happening. So it is trying to make sure that the language and the text in Lithuania were kept. And another one that I had recently picked up that I read that I thought was very interesting. It's in the K4 section, and it's not one that I thought I would put in there, I guess is a way to put it, but I really think it fits well, and it's such a great tool, is Kate Mesner's Next President. The Unexpected Beginnings and Unwritten Future of America's Presidents. I truly wanted to keep this for my middle school, just because I think it gives a great overview of the background of the presidents that we have had. But I did allow my K-4s to read it. I think it's important for them to see this as well and to kind of get some information on all the presidents that we have had so far. My goal for this podcast is not only to introduce you, like I just did, to a few books, but to also tell you about activities that we are doing. Sometimes we may even go live and be able to see really into a classroom of what I can help and encourage the students to do within our books. Be looking for the next podcast. I hope to have an author with me. Again, I'm in the works with some right now that I hope to be able to discuss their books with and bring them to you. So thank you for listening to Do These Books Talk, and I look forward to connecting with you guys again.